time, weather, and
always.
Welcome to the Black History Buff podcast, a show focused on things black, historical, interesting, and hidden. I'm your host, King Caruso, and this is a bonus episode that came about accidentally while researching segregation in the American education system. I was never a lover of school, and because I view this podcast as much as a community project as I do my own, I wanted to hear some listener experiences and maybe offset some of my own bias. So I reached out on social media, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter, and asked people to send me audio notes about their first days at school. I was inundated with clips, and hearing all of your experiences really influenced the direction of the episode. So up next is a short snippet of just a few of those clips. But before I play them, I just want to say thank you to Armadeep, Yumi, Richard, Korang, Noir, Chris, Miriam, Uppy, Yemi, and to everyone else who sent me audio. The voices you're about to hear are from Korea, Nigeria, Birmingham, Canada, and London. Currently, the show has listeners in over 100 countries, something I'm totally blown away by. Thank you to everyone who supported the show and me over the last year or so. It's been a rough journey. A lot happens in between recording these episodes, and the support and encouragement and feedback I've gotten from you all has lifted me through some really tough times. So this year, as a thank you, I'll be sharing some of what goes on in between recording episodes on my Patreon and PodFan feeds. Links are in the description. The recordings on there will be accessible to anyone for no charge. But whilst you're on the platform, please consider leaving a donation, as the contributions you make help me to keep the show advertising free and helps cover the numerous production costs. Anyway, enough of my blathering. Here's the audio. We kick things off with Armadeep from Birmingham.
My first day at school was incredibly traumatic and stressful. I was 3 years old and my mum left me. I cried lots. I thought she'd abandoned me forever. And I think deep in my subconscious, I still haven't quite forgiven her for it.
I think it was a sunny day, pretty nice weather. And I kind of felt lost because everything was new. It was a new situation, new people. And as a kid, I was pretty scared by everything and especially new situations.
I went to 3 primary schools and I kept getting in fights in all of them. And so I kind of made a vow to myself not to get in any more fights at this new school, secondary school. And lo and behold, I got in a fight on my first day in secondary school. And I remember it because it was my last fight I ever had. And that was my first day experience.
My first day in school. I mean, the only thing I could remember was my uniforms were kind of oversized. And I was struggling to hold my pants. And yeah, it was strange. Of course, I was crying all the way through to school, but I eventually liked it after like 3 days of being forced to go to school.
Well, my first memories of school begin with kindergarten and going to school for the first time. And so the whole routine of walking to school in the morning and listening for the bell to ring and using my breakfast ticket or lunch ticket to get my food from the cafeteria, and then engaging with other students in class, especially with my first kindergarten teacher, who I remember so fondly because she was warm and engaging.
To be honest, I can't remember my first day at school, but one thing I do remember is my mother telling me that she had taken me to school and she was preparing for me to have this episode or separation anxiety, and I didn't. She was like, "Hey, Christopher, I'm going to leave you here. Have a good day." And I'm like, "Okay, bye." And she was so taken aback by that she waited for me to fall out. But she said that I went into the classroom and I didn't even look back. And she said that she went to the car and she started crying because she was the one who had the separation anxiety. I think one thing that was very helpful is that I started out going to basically a West Indian school. All my teachers were from the West Indies. They'd immigrated here. And everyone that I knew was Caribbean. I don't think I saw a white person until I was like 9 years old. And so I think going to a school full of people who are either first generation West Indian kids or West Indian themselves was very much like home. So I didn't feel as if I was an outsider. I wasn't made to feel different or foreign.
It really did set me up for success. And I remember us as students walking through the hallways and singing the school song. I don't know how many other children did that, but I think that speaks to how well we loved our school at that time.
Once again, I want to thank everyone who sent me through audio clips. And if you'd like to share an audio story with me, I'd love to hear it. Just reach out to me via social media or email me at podcast@blackhistorybuff.com. I'm going to be releasing the episode that birthed this bonus clip very soon, but here's a short preview to keep you going till then.
Time, weather, and
always
pass.
I remember my first day at school. It was a small nursery school in Brixton, a borough in London, England. I remember my mother getting me dressed and singing songs on the radio to make me feel less nervous. I remember me not wanting to go. At home, it was just me, my little sister and my mum, and I just didn't want to leave them. I remember the short walk from my house, past the corner shop and the butcher's, and then over the zebra crossing and down the road that would take me to Ephraim Nursery School, the place where I'd spend the next few years. I remember every detail of that walk. I remember the Alsatian dog Charles that I had to pass on the route who barked at me every single day. I remember the cracks in the pavement outside the greengrocers, the weird pelican lights that stood near the zebra crossing. Just Google them. I remember arriving at school and meeting my teacher, Georgie, a beautiful dark-skinned woman from Grenada. She smelt like cocoa butter, pink moisturizing hair oil, cornmeal porridge, and love. I didn't know at the time, but Georgie would turn out to be the only black teacher I would ever have.
Time, weather, and
always
pass.
You've been listening to a bonus episode of the Black History Buff podcast and your host, King Caruso.